This is Dr. D Says on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Good morning, everyone. Demetrius Kedonius here, chiropractic nutritionist, coming to you on another great day. Hope everybody's enjoying our blast of warm weather, and I'm sure the hot weather will be here soon, and then we'll be complaining how it's too hot and oppressive, but definitely I'm a warm weather outside person, so don't mind it at all. Okay, I hope everybody out there is, again, getting out and doing things, and that you are enjoying maybe your garden, or you're going for more walks, you're going to the park, enjoying some of all the historical monuments and things in the area, and you're just going out and trying to be active. Those are great things to just enjoy yourself, and of course they're good for your health, you know, just walking increases circulation, helps the heart, and all that good stuff. But as we get out more, we're going to probably be coming into for what a lot of you call allergy season. So you're going to get the runny eyes, the stuffy noses, more than likely, you know. Some of you have already been coming into my office with those kind of symptoms, and we've been issuing some nutritional support and chiropractic adjustments, and that's helped tremendously. Because even your basic allergy medicines have side effects. You know, they tax the body and have negative things that if you can do without is always a good thing. Most of them are not severe or dramatic, but they can be. But for a lot of you, you're going to kind of have an allergy attack. It's going to maybe become a sinus drip, post-nasal drip thing that's going to irritate your throat and give you that kind of pseudo or kind of sore throat. It's not that it's not pseudo in that you don't have a sore throat. Yeah, your throat is sore, but I mean it's pseudo in that it's not a bacterial infection. It's not like strep or something like that. Even if your lymph nodes are kind of getting a little inflamed, because your tonsils and stuff will do their job. They will pick up those pollens and those immune reactions that your body has with allergens, from leaf particles to mold spores to, you know, flowering plants, all that kind of stuff. So how can you avoid that? How can you, or maybe not avoid it, if you know, but how can you reduce it? You know, you want to take care of yourself. You want to drink lots of water, stay hydrated, keep flushing stuff out of your system. Don't let it build up to where the alarm bell goes off and your immune system comes out with the fire brigade. And makes you all swollen and oh, stuffy and talking funny, right? You know, you wanna deal with it. So you wanna stay hydrated. You wanna really make sure that you're taking your antioxidants. And if you're taking vitamins and you're not really seeing a change in your allergies and stuff, then you're probably not taking good vitamins. You're still probably buying the inexpensive ones, right? We won't call them cheap because they're just inexpensive. They're still good quality. But they're from whatever store, ABC, the common store in your daily run in the grocery store, that kind of stuff. You're just probably not getting a product that's really absorbed. So, I mean, you can come on by my place. We can put your hand in front of the biophotonic scanner, that laser. We can measure you, and in 30 seconds, more accurately than a blood test, I can tell you if you're absorbing those discount vitamins or not. Or if, you know, you're not eating enough fruits and veggies, I can let you know how that's going to happen. So come on by and let's get checked. You don't have to be a patient. If you just want to get scanned, you can just pay the $30 and get scanned. It is an expensive piece of equipment and does take a bit to maintain it, so we have to charge. So come on by and do that. The other thing is, of course, hopefully you're going to see your chiropractor and get adjusted, because if your brain can't kind of see that pollen and it sees things through your nervous system, okay, if the nerves are irritated or pinched in your neck or in your upper back or your low back, wherever they may be, then when the sensors in your nose or your skin, if you get hives or itchiness, or the nerve sensors in your eye sockets there, if they cannot send the message to the brain to say it's only a few pieces of pollen, no big deal, but your brain gets a garbled message, it's only pollen, your brain doesn't know what to do, so it sends out the emergency crew. So it tells your sinuses to swell up and make a ton of mucus, your eyes to water, and to flush those irritating pollen bits out of your eyes, even though there's only a handful of them, right? You don't need your eyes to water, but you start having an allergy attack, and then you got to take some Sudafed or some medicine to block the reaction. There's no reason to do that if you're well adjusted. I suffered from terrible allergies as a child and a teenager, and back in those days, the things they used, the Dristans and the decongestants, didn't really seem to work. I just had to kind of suck it up and deal with it and rinse my eyes out with cold water, you know, if my eyes were bugging me. But I was always congested as a teenager in the spring and the fall. You know, the summer I got pretty good. When I started getting adjusted regularly, though, as really, you know, an older teenager, when my mom started going to the chiropractor, and then, especially, of course, when I graduated and went to chiropractic school and became a regular chiropractic patient, you know, you got to practice what you preach. So I got treated just like I'm asking you guys to get treated. So I noticed, though, in that first year of getting adjusted 3 times a week for like 2 months or whatever my care plan was back then, you know, that was like, geez, 30-something years ago, 35 years ago now, when I started chiropractic school. And my allergies got better. They went away. And when I did have kind of that a little bit of an allergy attack, I would get an adjustment, and my sinuses, I just stand up, and literally they drain. I'd need a tissue, you know? And that happens quite frequently in my office this time of year. We'll be adjusting patients, and the, you know, there's face paper down on the table when you're laying face down there, and the patients will kind of go, where's the tissue? You know, because I'll do a neck adjustment. I'll just tap on them with the activator, and it'll go tap, tap, and they won't really feel anything, because there's no popping or clicking or cracking. I don't use my hands a lot there. And just using the instrument just frees up that nerve irritation. Then your brain can go, aha, I don't need to make the mucous membranes work. I don't need to make your sinuses all swollen and congested. And it puts them back to normal, and it lets go of all that junk. And what does that mean? Your nose just runs right on the face paper. So, you know, we're always giving patients tissues this time of year. So getting adjusted for allergies makes perfect sense, but it takes repetition. Initially, it's not going to be, I'm having an allergy attack, I get an adjustment, and my allergy attack goes away. You've got chronic pressure on your nervous system, and we've got to kind of undo that chronicness, you know, the repetitiveness of it. So it's going to take a care plan. You're going to have to get adjusted a little regularly. So this might not be your season, but I bet you by the fall, if you're a fall allergy person, that you are going to notice that your allergies are not that bad. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Dr. D here. I'd like to take a moment, guys, and address not your health issues, but your pocketbook, your financial issues. A lot of you are out there working really hard, and you're working a job. You're showing up to a J-O-B, a just over broke, right? So what's that mean? That means you're not in control of your life. So if you're looking for a way to add extra income, home-based business is really the modern marketing trend of this century. There's more home-based business startups happening right now than at any other time. And Dr. D, yeah, I like to do a few of those things myself. You'll hear me talk about them, I'm sure, on the radio. But I want you to go to my website, and there's a couple different home-based business presentations there, because I don't know what you're looking for. You know, maybe you're not into a health and nutrition, an anti-aging business, but maybe you'd like to learn how to get your AT&T or your Sprint cell phone paid for free. You know, you can do that through one of these home-based business opportunities. And go to my website, mybestpayday.biz. That's mybestpayday.biz, and watch the videos that are there. You can learn about how to do internet business video communications and get paid for it. You can learn how to save energy on your electric and gas bills in certain states. It's not available in every state, but you could actually work from home and sell the service and get paid, even though your customers are in Maryland, right? And they have just added, and that's Ignite or Stream Energy, and they're just about to add mobile services, so you'll be able to do a cell phone business anywhere in the country, so that's pretty cool. And there's a couple other businesses on there, and there's the It Works. Maybe you're into the cosmetic. How do I look? The It Wraps, the herbal wraps. You guys hear me, my wife, talk about those. So go to mybestpayday.biz and see which opportunity works for you, and then let Dr. D be your coach.
This is Dr. D Says on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Demetrius Kadonius here on Dr. D Says. And remember, you can find a lot of stuff I talk about on the radio show website. That's drdsays.net, drdsays.net. So look it up there, read the blog, send me an email, ask me a question. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you don't like. Tell me what you want me to do better. Tell me what you think I'm doing right. You know, it's up to you guys to let me know how to make this show better and to make it something you really want to tune into regularly or download on the internet and listen to the podcasts, which, again, you can listen to old shows. You can download them to your MP3 player, to your phone, and therefore you can listen to them at different times of the day. You don't have to listen at, you know, Sunday morning here at 9 a.m., you know, if you want to listen Wednesday at 4:30 on your drive home from work, just have it downloaded on your phone and save it as an MP3 file and play it on the phone and just listen to it then. So, you know, let me know what you like. So, again, we've been talking about allergies and chiropractic, nervous system interference, and why do allergies happen? Allergies are an overreaction of your immune system that is stimulated by your nervous system. So the nervous system is actually the cause. So again, regular adjusting, freeing yourself of nervous system interference or subluxations, as chiropractors call them, is going to help your allergies. May not be a cure. I mean, if you're just overdoing it and you're inhaling kind of an irritating pollen or dust or something because of where you work or where you live, if you have mold in your house, you better get that fixed. It's not good stuff. But chiropractic can make your body stronger so that it doesn't overreact and give you a full-blown allergy reaction. You know, food allergies, a little bit different. We can talk about desensitizing you for those, but that's a little tougher. Take some heavy-duty nutrition work along with chiropractic to really get a positive response with food allergies. But again, another thing I'd like to talk about would be these springtime colds. A few of you are running yourself ragged, and your immune system's a little weak, and you're susceptible to getting a cold in the spring or when the summer's here, a summertime cold, right? Doesn't happen often, but it does happen. Now, when you are sick and not feeling well, a lot of you will call your chiropractor and say, oh, Dr. D, I can't make it in today because I feel kind of crummy. I'm fighting a sinus cold. I'm fighting a chest cold. I have the flu, whatever the infection is. Perceived infection is. And you may very well have a cold or even a terrible thing like the flu. That is the best time to get adjusted. That is when you really need to be in your chiropractor's office. You don't need to be pumping yourself full of antibiotics because most of the time you have a virus and an antibiotic won't help it. You need to be doubling up on your vitamins, whatever vitamins you're taking. Taking vitamin C by itself does not prevent or fight colds like the old theories used to be. If you are doing really well with your vitamin C and your echinaceas before you think you're getting a cold, then taking extra vitamin C will kind of prevent it. But if you're in the middle of a full-blown cold or illness, upping your vitamin C at that point has not really been shown to make you get better faster. It definitely can't hurt you. If your body doesn't use vitamin C, it's water-soluble, you're just going to pee it out, turn your urine a little yellow, kind of, or bright orangey kind of color, right, along with the extra Bs. And the reason for that is when you are sick, you don't just need vitamin C. You need lots of antioxidants. You need vitamin E. You need selenium. You need magnesium. You need calcium. You know, all those kind of things would be found in your multivitamin. So if you're going to overdo it on something, I'd overdo it on echinaceas and golden seal. I use the Pharmanex Immune brand is what I personally turn to because it's pharmacy grade and it really works. Essential oils are awesome. But again, back to this concept of I'm sick and I don't need to go to the chiropractor. I don't want to get you sick, Dr. D, or I don't want, it's okay. I get adjusted. I don't get sick. So, I mean, when you are feeling crummy, you need to keep that chiropractic appointment because a chiropractic adjustment will stimulate your immune system and kind of knock it into high gear so that it can work at getting you well and fighting the bug, whatever bug you may be fighting. So when you are feeling crummy, unless you can't drive and it's not safe for you to drive, then yes, you should stay home. But if you can get a ride to the chiropractor's office, or you are able and mentally aware enough and quick enough to drive safely, then you should go to your chiropractor and get an adjustment. And you should come back 2 days after that adjustment and get another one, even if you're feeling better, because your body is under stress. The stress is causing microspasms in the tiny muscles around the spinal column, and those little spasms tend to rotate and pull your alignment, kind of out of whack and get you subluxated. So, yeah, you may have the bone misaligned just enough to be bad, but not bad enough to cause a symptom or pain on the outside. So you may feel okay as far as your back's concerned, but it's teetering on the edge of falling a little further out of alignment and going into the pain zone. So by the time you finally feel it, it's twice as bad as it was 2 days ago. So had you got adjusted 2 days ago, you probably would have prevented yourself from falling in the pain zone and having pain now. So keeping those appointments is really important. So I can't stress that enough for all of you folks, because it's a common call that many chiropractors, we all get at our offices. I'm feeling crummy. I'm just going to stay home. I don't feel like coming in and getting an adjustment today. Wrong. That's the best time. That's the time when you really need to be adjusted. Granted, 70% of your immune system sits in your digestive system, in the lining of your intestines and all that kind of stuff. According to modern studies, it's kind of like the depot where the trucks are parked waiting to go out into your body when the emergency whistle is blown, right? The other part of your immune system happens to exist in the dorsal horn of your spinal cord, okay? That means when you get an adjustment, literally the nerve goes kind of down, stimulates the nerve wire, if you will, that goes down right into the spinal cord. And it has to pass through this structure called the dorsal horn. And then it kind of catches the super train up to your brain. And there's many different trains, or tracks as they're called in neural anatomy, that go to your brain, and different tracks for different nerve fibers, different types, if you will. There's tracks for automatic functions. There's tracks for voluntary functions, like making a fist or raising your arm up and down. That's a voluntary muscle reaction. Those impulses travel on one specific track or section of your spinal cord. The automatic muscles, the ones that you're using right now to sit up straight or stand and not fall down, are called your postural muscles. Those muscles are kind of working subconsciously. They're going through another track. And then when you go to reach across your desk for your cup of coffee, and you want to pick up that cup of coffee, bring it to your lips, and gently kind of take a sip, the thing that keeps you from stuttering like a Parkinson's patient is fine motor control, okay? That's another track in your spinal cord. So all these tracks go in and out and up and down the spinal cord from the base of your skull to the bottom of your butt by your tailbone. And anytime you get adjusted, we stimulate many of these tracks, and the tissue right around kind of the big, if you want to think of it as a train station or a subway terminal, would be this structure called the dorsal nerve root ganglion. It's kind of a big bump, if you will, in the nerve right before it goes into the spinal cord, inside, protected by the bones, if you will. That bump is very important. There's a lot of immune tissue around this. Now think about it. Why would God and the wisdom that created all living things, or evolution, whatever you believe in, okay, why would you put it in there? Because that's a super important structure, so we want to make sure there's enough guards on duty to protect it. So we're going to take another break, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody, Dr. D here, and I know you guys are always used to me talking on the show about nutrition and chiropractic, and you've heard me talk about different things. I would just like to give a big shout out to my wife, Robin Cadonius. She is the It Works distributor in the house and in the office. Those herbal wraps that help you melt off inches and stay kind of firm and keep the cellulite under control. They really work, and she's been able to share it with a lot of friends who have a lot of great results as well. So if you all are looking to lose a few inches, we're all thinking about swimsuit season coming up, and the dieting and the exercising is working, but how do you tighten up the skin and get rid of the cellulite underneath the skin. You can't exercise that kind of fat away until you're just about starved. So these herbal wraps really work. So I'd like everybody to go to the website, mybestpayday.biz, and you'll see on the bottom there the It Works website link. And Robin Kidonius, I believe Robin K at myitworks.com is her contact info, but check it out on mybestpayday.biz.
Gardening is a popular and relaxing summer pastime, so it's important to know the best ways to prevent possible injury. Oftentimes, strenuous and repetitive movements such as bending, pulling, reaching, and twisting may lead to strains or injury to the neck, shoulders, and back. As spinal health experts, doctors of chiropractic suggest the following tips to avoid injury while gardening. Warm up properly with some light stretching and make sure to take a short break every 10 to 15 minutes. Plant from a kneeling position. Keep your back straight while lifting soil. Don't stretch or squat with a bent back. Choose lightweight, long-handled tools to reduce overall strain. If you happen to experience pain or discomfort, contact a chiropractor for an examination and additional healthy living advice.
For more healthy tips or to find a chiropractor near you, visit the Unified Virginia Chiropractic Association at virginiachiropractic.org.
This is Dr. D Says on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back, everybody. Demetrius Kidonius here, Dr. D, chiropractic nutritionist, and we've been talking about allergies. We've been talking about getting adjusted when you're sick instead of staying home and taking more cold flu remedies, drugs or over-the-counter kind of things that really just reduce the inflammation and the symptoms. And if anything, those products tend to depress the immune system, make it work less, and actually takes your body longer to get well when you use a lot of those kind of nighttime flu and cold remedy things. I mean, your echinaceas, your herbals, your vitamins, your chiropractic adjustments, those things are all enhancing the built-in cold-fighting ability of your body, okay, the allergy-fighting ability of your body. So when you are feeling crummy, it is not time to stay home and sit on the couch. I know you don't feel like going anywhere. Again, as long as you're safe to drive, you need to get your butt in and see the chiropractor. So think about it as opposed to rescheduling that chiropractic visit when that kind of thing happens. So I'd like to, kind of move on to another thing here. You've heard me talk about essential oils, and I was reading earlier in the week a really cool study done Leicester University. I am not exactly sure where Leicester University is, or if I'm saying that correctly, but it's Leicester University, and it was on frankincense, which is a plant that they make the essential oil frankincense out of, and many of you will recognize that name because even if you're not religious, we've all heard, the three kings brought the gifts to the baby Jesus there, the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. In other words, these original herbs were so valuable, they were considered as valuable as gold. Frankincense and myrrh were actually traded pound for pound like currency or money. So you could grow your own money, right, back in the day in those times when that's what we did. We bartered more than used gold because a lot of people didn't have money. They bartered their services for salt, for food, for healing herbs like frankincense and myrrh. But anyway, this research from Leicester University was on ovarian cancer. And the title of the article is Frankincense Beats Chemotherapy at Treating Ovarian Cancer. Now, it didn't say it helps ovarian cancer. It said it beats. It's better than, is what the author is implying, than chemotherapy, which is the traditional thing for ovarian cancer. And in the medical literature, because I did a quick little abstract search on PubMed.org there, and noted that, again, frankincense has been researched with all sorts of cancers, prostate, ovarian, breast cancer, and has had some good press, if you will, some good responses at helping people with those conditions. Now, I'm just reading the article. I'm not saying everybody should stop seeing their oncologist and listen to Dr. D and just use frankincense and that'll cure their terrible illness. You got to do your research, but I definitely think it's something you could add to what you're doing. If you're one of those folks who has opted not to have chemotherapy and you're maybe going a different route, the natural route, or you're just doing radiation therapy or something, you definitely want to add frankincense. And essential oil is a little, stronger than just using frankincense. It's called Boswellia, by the way, is the Latin name of the plant. And there's a couple different varieties. The frankincense, I believe, grown in the Middle East, and they get the frankincense, if you will. The healing part comes from the resin. Frankincense is actually a tree, okay? And what happens is they kind of poke holes in the tree, and like a pine tree, it drips resin. And the higher quality frankincense, there's like the really good stuff, and then there's okay stuff, and then there's kind of food grade stuff, and then there's the incense that they burn in the churches and so forth. The less expensive frankincense is the holes cut higher in the tree. It tends to have more impurities and contaminations in it. The frankincense where they cut the nicks, I guess, closer to the base of the tree gives a purer ground. I guess the resin coming right out of the roots kind of is what they're after. But generally what they're saying is, again, essential oils is made from the resin. And the frankincense that I use in the office from a company called doTERRA, and that is considered therapeutic grade. It is their kind of term, but it is a high quality resin based first, if you will, cut resin bleeding kind of situation from the trees. And this article goes on to basically say, let me kind of get into it here. The research team used the compound AKBA. That's an acronym for a big, long chemical compound. The compound is, if you want me to give it to you, here it is, acetyl-11-keto-beta-boswellic acid. So we'll just call it AKBA. How's that? So AKBA was basically used and had potential for treating, and this is the author's words, for treating, and that's a pretty strong term when you write a medical research kind of paper, for treating ovarian cancer. More specifically, they found that it was effective at killing late-stage ovarian cancer cells. So this isn't kind of like some herbs. You got to kind of use them the sooner the better, and your better chance of getting a response with herbs and certain cancers and diseases. This is showing a positive effect at late phase cancer. Basically showed it was effective at killing the cancer cells. Okay, that is pretty amazing. And the lead researcher is a gentleman named Kamla Al-Sulaimani, PhD student from the university's Department of Cancer Studies and Molecular Medicine. So this is not a nuts and berries guy from the mountain nutritionist that is just a nutritionist, right? Who are they? They aren't real researchers. Well, people can have PhDs in nutrition, but this gentleman here has a PhD in molecular medicine. Okay, that's pretty tough stuff, all right? And he's doing research on this frankincense and showing that it actually kills late-stage ovarian cancer cells. So, again, pretty amazing stuff. We're going to post this little blurb about the article. It'll be on my blog, so you can check it out there on drdsays.net. And you can take it from there and research it further. I haven't had a chance to actually pull the entire study and read it myself yet, but the little place I got it from here was one of those Health Beat Watch websites that is scouring the literature and the internet for articles and stuff that gets posted. So that's a pretty exciting thing. I also have a great little video also on the website about frankincense and how it's made by doTERRA. So I think it's 3 minutes long. Check it out. So this is Dr. D wishing everybody a happy and healthy week. Same time next week. Bye-bye, everybody.